So I think I said last night, you know, there is no connection or relationship between the activities of other people, other living beings, and their own suffering. Shall I just repeat that? Would you like to write it down? There is no, big N-O, relationship. No relationship. No relationship. Got that written down? No relationship. I did say that. No relationship. No connection. Between the actions of other people, or other animals, or other sentient beings, we can say, and our experience of pain and suffering. I think I'll have a drink now. We don't believe that for 1 minute, do we? Every little bit of pain and suffering we experience, we want to find someone else to blame for making us feel like that. You said this, I'm hurt. You didn't say anything, I'm hurt. You did this, I'm in pain. You didn't do that, I'm in pain, isn't it? It's like this. We're constantly drawing this connection between our own pain and suffering, our own problems, our own unhappiness and miseries, and the activities of other people. So, we have some big questions to answer, like, for example, how can somebody else cause us pain? Who are the people who want to punish us and make us suffer? Who are they? Who are these people? And why are they doing it? Why? Why are they causing me pain and suffering? Why? Every time I go somewhere, there's somebody causing me pain. Why? Isn't it? So there's how, who, and why. Three questions we've got to answer. How do they make me suffer? Who makes me suffer? And why do they make me suffer? If we don't believe in karma, then we have to answer clearly these questions for ourselves. So I'm going to ask you now. You got any answers to these questions? It's difficult, isn't it? How do these people make me suffer? Why do they make me suffer? I think this is really, really, really something to think a lot about, because we do think a lot about it, and we always come up with the wrong answer, which is, you cause me suffering by saying that because you hate me. Isn't it? We've got answers to all these questions, haven't we? But they're all, unfortunately, completely wrong, these answers. Yeah. So what we've got to understand on a deep, 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 deep level, and our problems and pains and sufferings help us to understand this. The more pain and suffering you have in your life, with these teachings, the clearer things will become. And so eventually you'll be able to control and overcome your pain and suffering and transform it into strong fuel for a spiritual practice that gets you out of samsara, gets you to liberation, freedom from suffering, gets you to enlightenment. You'll no longer be dumping the blame for all of your problems on other people, which is a completely worldly way of doing things. Everyone does that. Everybody does that, don't they? So this is Buddha's teaching. Of course, it's very profound and difficult and so forth, but I'm hoping that you've got a little bit of space in your minds to try to see the truth of this. Here's the truth. Without there being a potentiality for suffering within our mind, we cannot suffer. We cannot experience pain, unpleasantness, bad feelings. We can't experience them without there being a potentiality for these things. And it's very easy to prove. Every time you have a bad feeling, maybe you've got a bad feeling now listening to this, aha, don't blame me, because don't forget there's no relationship between the actions of others and your pain and suffering. Sorry. Where was I going? Oh, yeah. Potentials. Now, every time you have a bad feeling, right? You go, I got a bad feeling. But where is that bad feeling taking place? In your mind, isn't it? It's not taking place in my lovely glass of water, or in this microphone, or in your book, is it? These things are what we call inanimate phenomena. They don't have feelings. They don't have feelings. Sentient beings possess feelings because we have minds. We have a mind. It is our mind that is experiencing happiness and unhappiness. Happiness and unhappiness, pleasure and bad feelings are parts of our mind. They're parts of our mind, and so therefore the main causes, the substantial causes of the happiness and bad feelings that we're getting, the unhappiness we're getting, is coming from within our mind. From within our mind, the main causes. The activities of other people and the conditions in which we live are just secondary. If we were to remove those potentials from our mind, and then we would have no feelings, would we? It would take them all out. No feelings at all. We have to have some potentials. Buddhas, for example, enlightened beings, they have only pure potentials in their mental continuums. Buddhas, like you, they got a mind. Once upon a time, Buddhas were exactly like you. And then they decided to wake up and purify. So now, within their mental continuum is only pure potentials. That's all, because they spent a long time cultivating pure potentials, just like farmers. Just like farmers, sowing pure seeds, engaging in pure actions. And so now, Buddha's experience is always pure, blissful, happy feeling, unending peace and happiness, permanent peace and happiness.